So I'm going to read a couple of poems from my forthcoming book, from a project in the center section, and then one poem in six parts from my current book. So the new project, I try not to give too much context on a poem because then you just go on and on, like right now. But the project is to have one poem for every letter of the Greek alphabet. Every scientific mathematical concept that's occurring in the poem all are related to that letter in terms of the symbol itself. The only other thing you need to know is that two people are seeing the dissolution of their relationship. So basically, I'm going to read you breakup poems. I know that's what you wanted to hear. So here we go. Beta. The first day, unclear. But each day after, Selenic, nothing but oceans and craters. Sidereal days, synodic nights, the world quartered by distant stars. Now ours was a history of apparent size, of lying to the sky, a history of light reflected, history nothing but the voiced bilabial plosive, by which I mean the voice track occlusive, all airflow ceased, by which I mean I don't know what to say. Now, for any two variables, we can estimate the change in relationships between. And you called this regression, linear and simple. But I called it the steps to your apartment, the locked door, how exchange glances become the barycenter of balanced and balancing bodies. The truth is, a first morning together is always multinomial. Such discrete possible outcomes. Perhaps it's only supposed to be a moment, all just aleatory in the end. Perhaps it's about how you decide to partition the probability space of an egg, double yolk, sunny side up. What you might call the problem of two bodies, but what I decided to name the tide. Theta. For her, the garden as a special function of many complex variables, potential temperatures, population mutation rates, dirt tracked into the threshold of this antechamber or that. Anger as an ordinal number. How many times have I fucking said the house is a collapsing function? I know. There just wasn't enough water for the trestled cucumbers. Summer was hanging on in its slack and dimensionless heat. Now, you might ask when the arguments began to tend towards the space between this particular value and infinity. And to this, I have no response. Once we perform simpler functions within our asymptotic algorithms, testing limits, closeness to the line as an arbitrary aspect of my twin bed, and the value of each angle squared there. And perhaps we just end the story because we must, without proof, only inference of affection, the likelihood of sex within the parameters of any incomplete model, wounded, bound by nothing more than what was once a skylight with all its gentle and genitive light, the almost archaic form your mouth made when you used to swallow the sky. New, and that's NU. Freedom or fission, or both, of course. Of course, of course, of course it varies to some degree. Distributions arise, how to part with this or parry that, how to calculate the number of dimensions in this domain. You say variance, and I say divergent, and then we say nothing at all. Now, perhaps connection is periodic, a sine wave oscillating in some smooth, repetitive pattern. Wake, sleep, deep water. Wake, sleep, deep water. Inertia is resistance first before all other things, but we know this. I've said it 1,000 times. Do I have to say it again? Volatility, sensitivity, derivative of the option value with respect to the underlying asset. A door, for example. How it's not a true anomaly. How it swings open in the summer and even the smallest amount of wind. precipitation and reaction, the periapsis of a sundress wandering around the house picking lemon mint. A confession, I've never understood celestial mechanics. A corollary, the door, I never did get around to fixing it.